The Golden Touch. Welcome, children, to another episode of Tall Tales for Sleepyheads. Today, you're going to hear a story from ancient Greece. It is about a king who loved gold more than anything in the world. For him, it was the best thing in the world. And what happens to him is what this story is all about. Once upon a time, there was a king called Midas who loved gold more than anything in the world. Each day, he spent hour after hour in his treasure house, running his hands through his sacks of gold coins, admiring his golden jars and statues, and holding up his golden jewelry to the light to watch it gleam and shine. "Oh, this gold is so beautiful. It is such a beautiful color. This is better than the emerald green of the grass. This color is better than the sapphire blue of the sea. I think it is far more beautiful than the gold of waving fields of wheat. I think gold is the most beautiful color in the world," he often thought to himself. For him, the gold was more precious than anything else. And he thought that the color gold was better than the gold of his wife's hair or even the gold of sunshine. The king once helped the god Dionysus by taking care of one of his friends who was lost. Dionysus was very grateful and insisted, "Let me repay you for your kindness by granting you a wish. Now think hard. Make it something good. Whatever you like. You have helped me and I want to help you back." Greedy Midas knew exactly what he wanted. "I wish for everything I touch to turn to gold," he declared. "Are you sure about that?" Dionysus asked. "Are you quite sure?" "What could be better?" cried Midas delightedly. "Very well then," sighed the god. "It is done." Midas couldn't wait to try out his new powers. He hurried over to a tree and snapped off a twig. Unbelievable! It immediately grew heavy and bright. It had turned to solid gold. Joyfully, Midas rushed around touching everything in his royal garden. Soon the apples hung on the trees like golden baubles. The flowers hardened into gold sculptures. The fountain froze into a spray of golden glitter and the grass solidified into a gold pavement. "How wonderful!" laughed Midas, clapping his hands. "Now for my palace." And he picked up his robes and ran inside. By the time Midas reached the cool of his great chamber, his clothes had stiffened into a fabric woven from pure gold thread. "Oof!" puffed Midas. "My clothes are feeling quite heavy." The weight of his golden clothes were dragging him down, slowing him up and making his shoulders ache. "Still," thought Midas, "that's a minor botheration compared to how beautiful my clothes now look." He set off through the halls and corridors, touching pillars, pictures, doors, furniture, floors, windows, until everything glowed gold. There was no other color to be seen anywhere except for the gleaming gold. "Ooh, it was a hungry, thirsty work. Maida sank into one of his new golden chairs at his new golden dining table and called for his servants to bring him his lunch. He wriggled about a bit on his rock-hard chair, but couldn't get comfy. "Never mind," said Midas to himself, as the servants brought in platter after platter of delicious food. "I don't know of any other king who is rich enough to eat of gold plates." And then, what do you think happened? He touched each serving dish and bowl and saw them gleam. "Amazing!" Midas whooped, and licking his lips, he reached for a juicy chicken leg. "Ow!" he yelled, biting down on hard metal and breaking a tooth. He reached for a goblet of wine and took a gulp. "Ah!" Midas roared as the mouthful of gold got stuck in his throat. The king pushed his chair back, spitting out the hunk of treasure. "Oh no!" the king moaned. Suddenly he realized what the god had been trying to warn him about. "I'm going to have a whole kingdom full of gold, but I'm not going to be able to eat or drink anything." At that very moment, Midas's golden door swung open and his little daughter, who was the apple of his eye and possibly the only thing he loved a little more than his gold, came running towards him. Midas backed away in horror, but it was too late. "Papa!" the little girl cried, flinging her arms happily around him. Suddenly, his beloved daughter was no more than a lifeless statue. Midas howled with misery and huge tears began to stream from his eyes. "What have I done? What have I done? I would gladly give away every piece of gold that I own to have my little girl back again." "Oh," he wailed. "How foolish I have been. There must be some way to take back my wish." Desperately trying not to touch anything else, Midas hurried to the god Dionysus and begged him to undo his magic. "Go and wash in the river Pactolus," the god instructed him. As soon as the king had done so, he was hugely relieved to find that his golden touch was gone. All the things he had turned into gold were back to normal, including his beautiful little daughter. After that, if the king had had his way, he would never have looked at another nugget of gold as long as he lived. For he had learned his lesson. But the god Dionysus turned the sandy bed of the river Pactolus gold forevermore, so that every time Midas walked along its banks, he would remember his greedy mistake and never ever make the same mistake again. I hope, children, you've enjoyed the story. Good night and sweet dreams.